This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The Colorado Springs Police Department plans to give an update sometime today on the investigation into the mass shooting that took place late Saturday night. On NPR's Morning Edition, Police Chief Adrian Vasquez shared his message to the LGBTQ community.
The police department stands beside them and is here for their protection. And it's just, I'm absolutely heartbroken over this. It's sad, and it's really just horrific to have somebody evil like this individual doing this kind of act. But we are here for the LGBTQ community.
A motive is still unknown. The FBI office in Denver is assisting in the investigation. Nearly all of the RSV hospitalizations in the state are among children. Health officials say the hundreds of kids hospitalized is unprecedented. But Dr. Anoush Mehta, a pulmonologist at Denver Health, says,
luckily, I think what we're seeing is that most of the children's hospitals are revolving doors, meaning you're getting a flood of people and they're super busy, but they're also discharging a lot. Most of the kids are pulling through just fine.
Mehta expects the respiratory surge of RSV, COVID-19, and the flu to peak around January. He urges people to wash their hands and to stay home if sick. Denver International Airport has upgraded its identity verification systems to capture photos of passengers in real time. There are currently 5 new picture-capturing units in the North Security Checkpoint. Airport officials say the upgrade adds a new layer of security for verifying the identity of travelers. Photos will not be stored or used for any other purpose aside from immediate identification. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC. It's 9:06.